Hi, it's John Murphy from John Murphy International, and welcome to another podcast. Today I want to talk about recruiting and what to look for when recruiting. Let's be honest about it, it's a huge challenge to all of us, A, to find the potential star performers, but then once you have them, to keep them. But when I'm looking at back on my own track record and my experience as a manager, I certainly found that early on in my career, you know, I made some quite, you know, definite mistakes when I hired people, because really all I was looking for was their track record, their CV, their suitability to the role. And, you know, if pretty much all that checked out, then I'd probably hire them. But I didn't have 100% success rate with that. So I did some soul searching and analysing and got some expert input into that. And I came up with a criteria, 4 points that I looked for, that really I had to satisfy myself as best I can in the interview, because that's all you can do, as best you can. The four criteria that I had was, one was emotional intelligence, two, their values, three, the attitude and cultural fit, and four was their work ethic. So taking them one by one, emotional intelligence, the emotional intelligence is absolutely fundamental. To me, it is actually more important than their IQ, and research would actually support that view. And in fact, it's influenced by the research that has been done. I can get a certain amount by during the interview, but I also use a test, a trait EI, which is a worldwide recognized tool, to really ascertain it, because I want to know what makes that person tick. And that will actually give me a good handle on that. The second one is their values. Again, it can be difficult to ascertain an interview, but you can get a pretty good idea by asking, you know, various questions about, you know, how engaged are they in their own community? What inspires them? Who are the role models? What they want to be? You get a lot by observing how people answer this question and how comfortable they are. Because if they're not clear about their own values, then, you know, it certainly would be a negative point. And I really do think that you need to pursue that. The third one is the attitude and the cultural fit. Obviously, I've got to be clear what I'm looking for. What sort of attitude do I want to get? And what is the culture I want them to fit into? But assuming that I know that, I will get a very good handle on the candidate by the way they respond, their tone of voice, their passion and level of enthusiasm. And the last one is the work ethic. And I want someone who's got a strong work ethic. And you really can find that out by asking questions about what they do in their spare time. If they were studying, did they do part-time work, or were they dependent on their families? All star performers have a very strong work ethic. You want to find out if their attitude is that the job is something to do for a living, or it's about achieving their mission. So focus on these traits. Will it give you 100% success rate? Well, it didn't give it to me, but it really